Thursday, June 21st, 2018, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly. I am coming to you from Denver, Colorado. We are right here in the Mile High City. Hey, if you are tired of the same old sports talk, if you're tired of the arguments, if you're tired of the callers that are, hey, first time, long time, I'll just hang up and listen, you are going to like it here a little bit better. You know, we try to take a look at the world of sports without all of the weird emotions. We just try to look at things logically with a dose of common sense. We don't need to take it all so seriously. We actually kind of just like to laugh at a lot of it. And we are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Thursday to you. You know, today, June 21st, is the first day of summer. Yes, summer solstice is here. If you enjoy the summertime, hey, gets no better than this. The longest day of the year is here. Summer has officially arrived. I mean, unless you're like Kyrie Irving, and then you're just like, man, this flat earth is really going slow on the old teeter-totter today. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea why this day has taken so long, but this flat earth just not shifting the way that it usually does. Hey, if you'd like to contact the show and tell us when you are planning your trip to the edge of that flat earth, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at dailydosesports@gmail.com, or you can also reach out to us over on Twitter or Facebook. Both of those handles are at @DailyDoseSports. Maybe you have a suggestion. Maybe you have some feedback. Maybe you do want to tell us about a trip you're taking to the edge of the earth. We would love to hear from you. Hey, we've got a lot to get to today. You know, there are a couple of stories coming out in the world of sports we want to discuss. And, you know, the NBA draft does take place tonight. We are going to give you what we think the top 10 picks in the draft are going to be. Plus, as we do on most Thursdays, we will have a few sports media overreactions of the week, because it seems like every single week we're being told something, and usually when we look a little bit closer, it doesn't always make the most sense. We do have a few of those today that we need to discuss. A couple things coming out in the world of breaking news. You know, trades in the NBA are beginning to take place. We always know that right up to the NBA draft, and even a little right after the NBA draft, we see some player movement. Teams start shifting salaries around. Teams start shifting rosters around. So get ready to see more trades over the next 24 to 48 hours. But the Charlotte Hornets have agreed to send Dwight Howard to the Brooklyn Nets for center Timothy Mozgov, two future second round picks, and some cash. Now, it looks like Charlotte is just determined to move on past Dwight Howard. He has a $23.8 million contract that is expiring. The Hornets are going to receive Brooklyn's second round pick in tonight's draft, as well as a second round pick in 2021. But, you know, if I had told you in like, say, 2007, 2008, somewhere like that, that Dwight Howard would be getting traded for Timothy Mozgov and a couple of second round picks, you would have thought I was crazy. And yet, I mean, here we are. It's just such a weird direction that Dwight Howard's career has taken. We remember when he was down in Orlando. Remember he's playing for Van Gundy? Everybody's looking at Dwight Howard. Hey, he's the next great big man. What in the world happened? I don't know what it is. You know, I heard one time, and I don't know if this is true, but I did hear one time that Dwight Howard one time said that he wore the number 12 because he wanted to be the exact opposite of Tim Duncan, who wore number 21. Hey, Dwight, you win. You are the exact opposite of Tim Duncan. Nice job, I guess. You know, we do also have a little bit of news from the World Cup in Moscow, Russia. And you know, I have heard from a few people since we have been covering a little bit of World Cup saying, I don't care about soccer. I'm not watching soccer no matter what it is. Here in the States, we don't watch soccer. Why are you even talking about the World Cup? I don't care. Well, here is a news story specifically for you that might bring you around to World Cup soccer. Because apparently, soccer fans in Russia are drinking so much beer that cities in Russia where games are being hosted are literally running out of beer. How in the world can a sport that has that kind of alcohol consumption be wrong? Hey, if drinking that much beer is wrong, then who wants to be right? You might not like soccer. You might think it's boring. You might think it's too slow. You might think it is inferior to like American football. But know this, the world is watching soccer. And the fans are drinking some serious beer, apparently. Hey, America, you better warm up to soccer a little bit. That's a sport we can all get behind. And by the way, don't feel bad for the fans at these games. They're in Russia. You know they can still get vodka. Hey, coming back, the 2018 NBA draft begins tonight. Actually starts at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. It is going to be in the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Is this a great draft? I don't know. I do think there are a few players that could be starters for years to come. Are there sure thing superstars in this draft? Not that I'm aware of, but when we come back, we will do our best to try to lay out the top 10 picks that are going to take place tonight. So the NBA draft does begin tonight, like I said, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. But honestly, that might be about all we know. We don't know who the sure stars in this draft are. I'm not even positive that there are any sure stars. We don't know which teams are really set on certain players. We're not completely sure what trades might take place, but I do think this. I do think that here today on the Daily Dose, we can come up with the top 10 picks of this draft. Now understand this. You know, this doesn't take into account for trades. Who knows who's going to be trading with who? And the hard part about predicting a draft is if you get one pick wrong, it all kind of snowballs. So take that with a grain of salt. If I get pick 3 wrong, 4, 5, and 6 might go according to the script that I have, but they might just be one spot lower. But right now, we are going to give you our 2018 Daily Dose mock draft. Here we go, starting off with pick number 1. On the clock, we have the Phoenix Suns. Now, the Phoenix Suns don't just need a good player here. Yes, they need good players. They need some talent, obviously. But the Phoenix Suns need a face for their franchise. If I just say Phoenix Suns right now, what do you think of? I don't know, like Charles Barkley or Steve Nash? I have no idea. Maybe you're going back further than that. There is no face of the franchise in Phoenix right now. Now, I don't think the Arizona center DeAndre Ayton is the best player in the draft. I really don't. I think there are other players out there that could be more suited to the NBA game. But DeAndre Ayton can run, he can shoot, and he's 7 feet tall. So I think owners and front office people are going to fall in love with him. He should be able to operate a little on the low block. He does have a decent jumper. He is a very athletic kid, especially for being a 7-footer. Here is my problem with DeAndre Ayton. He doesn't always play hard. He doesn't always understand basic defensive principles. And I'm not sure that he's that driven to win. Don't forget, DeAndre Ayton couldn't get Arizona past, what, Buffalo in the NCAA tournament? That would scare me just a little bit. And I realize while this is cyclical, right now in the NBA, if you want to take a big guy out of the game, you just go small ball and they're going to have to pull him. But I think DeAndre Ayton looks great on the cover of the Phoenix Suns program, and that is what Phoenix needs right now. So with the first pick of the NBA draft, the Phoenix Suns select University of Arizona center DeAndre Ayton. Moving on to number 2, we have the Sacramento Kings on the clock. And, you know, I would worry a little bit about what the Sacramento Kings are doing because we have seen Vlade Divac. I don't know exactly what he's doing. And here's the scarier part. I don't know if he knows exactly what he's doing. I think the Sacramento Kings are going to take Luka Doncic, the big kid from Real Madrid, with this pick. Now, I would worry about this pick from the standpoint that the Kings already have De'Aaron Fox. He likes to have the ball in his hands. That could be a conflict, but I do wonder if Doncic might just be too tempting to pass up. And I know Vlade has said, we're not sure about that kid. That might just be a smokescreen. Luka Doncic is 6'8". He plays like a point guard. He can pass, he can dribble, he can shoot. And in fact, in just the past few weeks, he won another EuroLeague tournament, played very well doing it. I do wonder though, at the NBA level, can he create his own shot? Maybe that's how you could team him up with De'Aaron Fox. Let Fox be the primary ball handler. Let him set up Doncic for shots and drives. That might work. And you know, the Kings are slowly putting together a few pieces. They have De'Aaron Fox. They have Zach Randolph. They have Buddy Hield. You know, if they were to get Doncic, we could start hearing, you know, experts overreact and say, hey, they could be a playoff contender next year. I mean, it's not going to be true, but we'll probably hear about it at least for a while. And then they'll go like 35 and 47 next year. Either way. Luka Doncic with this second pick would be a step in the right direction for Sacramento. At number three, we've got the Atlanta Hawks, and I think the Hawks are going to take Duke big man Marvin Bagley. You know, the Hawks pretty much need help everywhere. They're awful. So why not go with Marvin Bagley here? Yes, he has some questions defensively, but his upside could outweigh those questions. One of the things I really like about Marvin Bagley, I know he's bad defensively, and I know he is very left-handed, but I like the fact that he actually helped the Duke Blue Devils win games. I like the fact he wanted to win games. I like the fact that he rebounds. You know, rebounding is such an underrated aspect of the game. You can be the best defensive player ever. If you don't rebound the ball, you don't get the ball back. So you're not finishing your defensive possession the way you should. Now, the Hawks are still going to be bad, but I think Bagley could be like a 20-10 guy eventually. And next year, when Atlanta tanks again, maybe they could get another 20-10 guy. I don't know. They've got a number of picks in this draft, so we could even see Atlanta trade around and move some things around and maybe get one more pick in this first round. Atlanta, I've got taking Marvin Bagley at three. Moving on to number four, we've got the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, the Grizzlies really lost out in the NBA draft lottery. They actually were supposed to pick second in this draft, but that's the breaks of the NBA lottery system, right? They could totally trade this pick and see, could they package it and try to get rid of Chandler Parsons' contract. Now, the Grizzlies, again, they've got some pieces. Mike Conley should be back from injury. Marc Gasol is still there. Tyreke Evans is still there. That's not bad. I would say Memphis is going to go ahead and take Michigan State forward Jaren Jackson. I think he's a year or two away from really being a bona fide NBA player, but in time, I think we could see him end up being one of the best players coming out in this draft. You know, he plays hard at both ends. His shot could end up being pretty solid and pretty dependable. Don't look at the numbers he put up at Michigan State. Look at Jaren Jackson's game. It should translate very well to the NBA. It's just going to take a little bit of time. I think that would be a nice pick for Memphis. Moving on to pick number five, we have the Dallas Mavericks. Now, the Dallas Mavericks have a pretty solid recent history of completely screwing up draft picks lately. This is going to be the perfect spot for Dallas to do it again. You know how we hear comparisons from some of these draft experts about current players, and they compare some of the players coming out in the draft to some players we've seen in the past? Like, I'll give you an example. We see people comparing Jaren Jackson from Michigan State to like Draymond Green because he plays defense. He went to Michigan State. He has a little bit of all-around game. We see people comparing Luka Doncic to like Dirk Nowitzki, but mostly just because he's white, but also because he's from another country. Well, I am going to give you a current comparison for Muhammad Bamba, the big kid out of Texas. And it might be a little bit obscure, but I'm going to stick with it. Do you remember Don Terry Poe? Remember the Kansas City Chiefs drafted him a few years ago out of Memphis? He didn't have much in the way of like quality game tape when he played at Memphis, but he impressed everyone at the NFL Combine because he looked really, really good in drills. Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs drafted Don Terry Poe with the 11th overall pick in 2012 ahead of players like Fletcher Cox and Dante Hightower and Melvin Ingram. Well played, Chiefs. The lesson here is don't fall in love with players at the combine. But I think that might be what teams are doing with Mo Bamba here. He averaged 12 points a game at Texas. That's not great for a 7-footer with all those athletic skills. But hey, Dallas, you do you. We've seen you screwing up picks lately. The Dallas Mavericks at number five take Mo Bamba out of the University of Texas. Moving on to number six, we have the Orlando Magic. Now, the Orlando Magic actually started pretty strong last season early on, but they don't have any depth. They don't have a solid point guard, and that made it pretty much impossible to keep that early pace going. They ended up falling apart. They went 25-57 on the season. Now, here's a question that I have for you. The Orlando Magic need some excitement in that franchise. Name the most exciting players to ever wear those Magic pinstripes. Let's see. We got Shaq. We got Penny. We got Tracy McGrady. I guess Dwight Howard for a year or two. Yeah, I might be out. Little Penny? I don't know. This team needs something to get excited about. What about Oklahoma point guard Trae Young? This is probably way too early for him. He could be a little undersized. He probably is going to struggle to get his own shot off at this next level. But if the Orlando Magic grab Trae Young and put him on the floor with Aaron Gordon, Jonathan Simmons, Nikola Vucevic, you might actually pause on one of their games before you flip the channel, wouldn't you? The Orlando Magic need excitement like Trae Young, even if it's too early, even if it doesn't last. Now, here is one word of warning on Trae Young. I like his ball handling. Not that impressed with his shooting just yet. We'll see if that comes around. But understand this. Whoever drafts Trae Young on draft night, maybe it's Orlando, maybe it's another team, whoever it is, do not fall in love with that hair. Aww. That is some baby soft hair. It's going to be gone by the time he's 25 years old. Calling it now, you can love the player. Don't love the hair. It is on its way out of town no matter where he goes. Moving on to number 7, we've got the Chicago Bulls. I'm going to say with the 7th pick of the 2018 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls take Missouri big man Michael Porter. And I've got kind of a good news, bad news situation here for Michael Porter. Now, at one time, it was thought Michael Porter could be the top pick of this draft. Hey, that's good news, right? But then he had that back injury that sidelined him for most of his freshman season at Missouri. That's bad news. But then teams still looked at him being 6'11". The fact that he can step outside and shoot, hey, that's good news. They still want to take him. But then he's also been battling that back injury, and he has some mysterious hip injury too. He hasn't worked out for many teams at all through this draft process. Big guys with back injuries don't usually end well. That's bad news. But here, I have him getting drafted by the Chicago Bulls with the number 7 pick overall. That's good news. But then he'll probably end up getting punched in the face by Bulls forward Bobby Portis. That's great news for all of us to watch, but it could be bad news for Michael Porter. I've got the Bulls taking him at number 7. Moving on to number 8, we've got the Cleveland Cavaliers on the clock, and the Cavs are in a weird situation because they need to try to draft and pick up players that might convince LeBron James to stay there in Cleveland. But they also need to try to draft players that if LeBron does leave, they can put together some sort of a team without him. So while we can look at Cleveland, and we could say, you know, they could probably use like a swingman wing. They could probably even use a point guard. Because of the LeBron situation, I don't think that's where they'll go here. I think they may go big man and try to get someone who could protect the rim a little. So with the 8th pick of the NBA draft, I think Cleveland goes with Duke big man Wendell Carter. He's gonna play hard at both ends of the floor. He's got a pretty high basketball IQ. He can pass the ball. He can defend the rim. Maybe that would make LeBron happy. You don't want to go draft a pure point guard and say, hey, LeBron, if you stay, we're going to bump you off the point. It's not going to make him happy. Maybe Wendell Carter would make him happy. I have no idea. Trying to get into LeBron's head is not going to be easy, but I have the Cavs taking Wendell Carter at number 8. Moving on to the 9th pick of the NBA draft, we have the New York Knicks. And with new head coach David Fizdale, the mentality of the Knicks personnel moves just might be undergoing some serious changes. Because Fizdale wants tough guys. He wants defensive guys. He doesn't care about the flash and the fireworks and the show. It's not going to be as valued with Fizdale as it has been in the past with the Knicks. They were okay with guys like Carmelo. No, he's going to want tough guys. He's going to want some guys that play some defense. Now, this pick might not be getting as much publicity as some of the other players, but Kevin Knox out of Kentucky, he might be the perfect fit for the Knicks. He's not a great shooter. He's really not. But he's very athletic. He will play some tough defense. He will block some shots. That might fit what David Fizdale would want in a draft pick. So I've got the New York Knicks taking Kentucky forward Kevin Knox here.
Take that for data.
And with our final pick of our 2018 Daily Dose NBA mock draft, we've got the Philadelphia 76ers. And we know this. Whatever happens with the Sixers tonight, it's not going to be a Brian Colangelo pick, right? And there probably won't be nearly as much tweeting about it as there would have been had Colangelo still been with the Sixers. But Philadelphia is a young, solid team. They need a few more pieces if they're really going to contend, though. Now, one spot that would be huge for Philadelphia to pick up would be an athletic wing that can score, that can defend, can handle the ball a little bit, and that is exactly what Villanova forward Mikal Bridges would bring to the table. Now, I would assume Philadelphia has seen Bridges as much as any team in the NBA because he played at Villanova, which is actually in Philadelphia. they should know Mikal Bridges quite well, and I think he makes a lot of sense for the Philadelphia 76ers at number 10. Now, there are our top 10 picks that we are going to predict for tonight's draft, but I'm going to give you two other things to think about here. One, I think my home team, Denver Nuggets, they will take Villanova player and NCAA championship game hero Dante DiVincenzo. It's a very, very nice pick. I think he's a tough kid. He can shoot it. He doesn't mind playing a little bit of defense. I think that's a great pickup for them. The Nuggets take DiVincenzo, and then they trade him somewhere for some awful player that won't play any defense and just wants to shoot from outside, because that's just what the Nuggets do. Here's one other thing to watch for. Just look for this. Just watch for NBA fans around the league. Watch all of their heads explode if for some reason the Golden State Warriors draft Duke guard Grayson Allen. Can you even imagine how angry people would be if the Warriors, after all they've done and all the championships and people mad at them and people mad at Durant, if they went and drafted Grayson Allen, who would probably be a pretty good fit? I think he might be able to shoot it at the next level. You just know people would be throwing themselves off of buildings if the Warriors went and got Grayson Allen. Should be very, very interesting to watch the NBA draft tonight. Starts at 5 p.m. Hey, coming back, we will get to just a few sports media overreactions of the week. There have been a few of them this week. We are going to get to as many as we can today. Just a quick reminder that if you do have any shopping to do, you might want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. July's Loot Crate theme is now out. It is called Team Up. If you need someone to watch your back, sounds like it's time for Team Up. Do better together with an awesome squad of collectibles and gear. And this crate actually includes two t-shirts, not just one. July's Loot Crate theme features items from Ant-Man vs. Wasp, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Adventure Time. But the best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, be sure that you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order, just as a little thank you for tuning into The Dose every day. Okay, as we do every single Thursday, we have got to get to some of our Thursday sports media overreactions of the week, because we like to just take a look around at some of the stories that are being pushed at us and just say, is this really a story, or is this just some nonsense that you're trying to get us to believe? You're just trying to get clicks. You're just trying to sell some papers. And a lot of times that's exactly what it is.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
One of the things that I've heard this week from a number of different sources was that Tom Brady really opened up to Oprah Winfrey on Sunday night in their one-on-one interview. Now, I don't know if you saw the interview, but I didn't think he opened up at all. You know, Tom Brady is very, very good at making you think he's telling you something while telling you basically nothing. So if you didn't see the interview, here's some of the things that he said. He's getting closer to retirement. Yeah, Tom, you're 40. Nothing earth-shattering there whatsoever. He said how much he loves his kids. Yeah, we all saw the kiss. We know you love your kids. But did he truly reveal anything? Did he tell us anything about the inside information of what's going on within the Patriots organization? Of course not. Did he tell us anything about his relationship with Bill Belichick? No, not at all. Did he tell us anything about why he's skipping OTAs other than he really loves his kids and wants to spend more time with them? No. You know why people are big on that interview? Because Oprah did it. I mean, we can spin it however we want. That's why people said, oh man, did you see that interview? It was great. Why? Well, Oprah sat there and it like looked nice. Okay. Well, I mean, if that gave you some information, then great. But I didn't get anything from that interview. Another take that I am hearing coming out of the sports media world is that if LeBron James goes to the Los Angeles Lakers, it would mean unprecedented success for his career. Hey, make no mistake, winning in LA is different. No question about that. It comes with more glitz and with more glamour than any other franchise. It just does. But here's the catch. It only works if LeBron wins in LA. And remember, this wouldn't be the Eastern Conference. You don't get to play the Indianas and the Miamis in the first few rounds of the playoffs. You have to play Western Conference teams more than Eastern Conference teams. It's going to be a little bit different. And if you think you're going to go into LA and have maybe one other player that can sort of help and maybe another player that sometimes will help, yeah, if it's just going to be a one-man team in LA, it's not going to go well for you. Remember, Magic and Kareem and Jerry West and Shaq and Kobe, they were unprecedented. Why? Because they won. Vlade and Eddie Jones and Nick Van Exel, they weren't unprecedented because they got beat a lot. You better have a supporting cast if you're going to LA. If you think you're going to go out there and be a one-man team, yeah, it's not going to go well for you in the West. I don't know if I buy that. Another thing I'm hearing, and I heard this actually on the NFL Network from a few different people. Hey, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck, he threw a football last week. We don't need to worry about him going into training camp. He is throwing a ball again. Yeah, let me know when Andrew Luck throws a ball that doesn't say the word Nerf on it. Now, Andrew Luck has not played in a real football game since January 1st, 2017. That's like 18 months ago. Yeah, if I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan, seeing him throw a Nerf football around, that didn't exactly make me feel any better. And the fact that he's having to figure out how to throw a Nerf football around, yeah, I'd be real worried. That's not a good situation. One other story coming out, and that is the fact that we are hearing in their minicamp, the Baltimore Ravens are putting rookie quarterback Lamar Jackson all over the field. Hey, this could be amazing. This could really spark the Ravens offense. Putting Lamar Jackson in at quarterback, putting him out at wide receiver, putting him back in the backfield sometimes. Defenses are going to have to plan for everything with Lamar Jackson. This could really, really be good for Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens in general. Yeah, or it could be terrible because I remember this already happening once. Anybody remember a guy by the name of Cordell Stewart? I mean, how many plays a game can you actually put him in? Three? Four? What are you going to do? Just hand him the ball on every play? He's not a big guy. Like, you can do this for a play here or there and maybe have some success, but if you think you're going to build your offense about making Lamar Jackson slash, I've got some bad news for you, Baltimore. I don't know if that's going to go well. And you know what's going to end up happening? The exact same thing that we saw happen in Pittsburgh when it was Cordell Stewart. Everyone wanted Cordell Stewart. They were sick of Neil O'Donnell. Oh my goodness, just get O'Donnell out of there. Throw him away. He cost us one Super Bowl. Get him out of there. We just want to see slash. You're still going to end up splitting your fan base. You could end up splitting your locker room. That is not always the healthiest position to be in. Lamar Jackson could be very, very exciting out on the field. It also could be a very, very dangerous situation to put your football team in. We're going to have to see how that all turns out as we get into the preseason. Training camp, all those things are coming very, very shortly. Football is going to be here before we know it. Hey, tomorrow is Friday. Of course, we will be taking a look at the latest and greatest sports stories that are coming out. We will have a quick preview of the weekend in sports. We will be recapping the NBA draft that takes place tonight. Plus, as we do on most Fridays, we will have our Daily Dose Top 5, so you know that you have to tune in for that. I've said thank you all so much for listening to the Daily Dose every day. Thank you for the feedback, for the questions, and the suggestions. Thank you so much for sharing the show with your friends, your coworkers, your family. It is all very appreciated. I say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.